சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
அர்ஜுனா ரிக்வெஸ்டட் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டு எனியூமரேட் ஆல் ஹிஸ் குளோரிஸ் சோ தட் we can take any one of the glories of the Lord as an alambanam or support for meditating upon the Lord. And Arjuna asks for a list of such glories, because according to our inclination we can choose anyone as the alambanam. And Lord Krishna accepts, and he begins the enumeration of the glories from the 20th verse onwards. And first he enumerates his glory as the very Nirguna Chaitanyam itself. Chaitanyam is the greatest glory, because that alone makes every living being sentient. So minus Chaitanyam, the body mind complex, being made up of panchabhutas or elements, they will be only material jadaswarupam. If this jada shariram and the jada manaha is sentient, it is only because of the presence of Chaitanyam. And therefore, that is the greatest glory. And not only that, Chaitanyam alone is paramarthikam, the ultimate reality, whereas all other glories of the Lord to be enumerated, they are all born out of Maya, and therefore they are Vyavaharika Satyam. They are of a lower order of reality. And therefore, first Lord Krishna enumerates Paramarthika Vibhuti, and thereafter all Vyavaharika Vibhutis are to be enumerated. Of course, if a person has to appreciate the Lord as Nirguna Chaitanyam, one should be a Jnani. So without Vedantic knowledge, one cannot appreciate the Nirguna Vibhuti. And therefore, for all the Ajnanis, this Upasana or this meditation is not possible. And therefore only, Krishna is going to bring in Saguna Vibhutis from the second line onward. So we completed the first line of verse number 20 in the previous class. Now we are seeing the second line, wherein Krishna says, Aham Adischa Madhyancha Bhutanam Anta Evacha. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of the creation. Beginning means Srishti Karanam, middle means the Sthiti Karanam, end means the Laya Karanam. I am the cause of the creation which existed in the beginning, and I am the sustaining principle of the creation, because of which alone the world enjoys existence, and I am the cause into which the world resolves. We can say the clay is the beginning, middle, and the end of all the pots. So before the origination of the pot, clay was. Therefore clay is the Adihi. And when you destroy the pot, what will be there? Again clay. In the middle also, when you are talking about pot, even though you don't use the word clay, whenever you are handling a pot, again the pot is essentially nothing but clay. And therefore clay was before the creation of pot, clay is during the existence of pot, and the clay will be after the destruction of pot. And therefore always karanam exists in the past, present and future. And therefore Krishna says, I being jagat karanam, I was, I am, and I ever will be. People come and go, but I ever am. And this has got a practical psychological significance also. Since Bhagavan alone is permanently there, if you want security, you have to hold on to Bhagavan alone. If you hold on to anything else other than Bhagavan, that will give way at some time and we will lose our sense of security. So holding on to any created thing will not give me security, and therefore the fundamental attitude of a religious person is, my security is in God alone. I am willing to love all the people. I am willing to share things with all the people. And if anybody asks who is your security, a devotee will never name anyone else. He will not say my son. He will not say my wife. She will not say my husband. He will not say parents. He will not say the NSG, you know, that black cat. None of them can give security. The only security is the permanent one, and that permanent one is the Lord alone. That is the fundamental training required. If you hold on to anything else, we always have the fear whether the son will take care of in the future. My son is very good now, but after that girl comes, we don't know what kind of girl she will be. And she may pollute my son's mind, the thinking of all the people. Therefore, never hold on to anyone except the karanam. And what is that karanam? The anchor for the ship is the Lord alone for the human being. So, aham adihi srishti karanam, madhyam sthiti karanam, antaha laya karanam, of what? Bhutanam, of all things and being, the permanent one. Continuing, aditya. Adityanamaham Vishnuh.
Adityanamaham Vishnuh.
Jyotisham Raviram Shuman.
Jyotisham Raviram Shuman.
Marichir Marutam Asmi.
Marichir Marutam Asmi.
Nakshatranamaham Shashi. Now Krishna enumerates various things and beings in the creation which are very well known to us as a great thing. And Krishna says all those glorious things of the creation are nothing but my own manifestation. And what is the first thing Krishna enumerates? Adityanam Aham Vishnuhu. And while enumeration, some of them are the laukika vibhutis, the glories which are obtaining in the world, ihaloka vibhutis. But many others are based on Puranas and the other scriptures. And in the scriptures, they talk about various devatas in the heavenly world. And among the devatas, the most popular one is the Adityaha Dvadasha Aditya. And they say these 12 Adityas, the heavenly devatas, represent the 12 phases of the sun god. So the sun obtaining in the 12 months, even though sun is one and the same, in each month the nature of the sun that we experience varies. The sun in January is benign, but the sun of May, the sun of June, we know very well. And therefore, Dvadasha Adityas represent the devatas presiding over the 12 suns obtaining in the 12 months. And they are considered to be important devatas. They enumerate 33 main devatas. Dvadasha Adityaha, Ekadasha Rudraha, Ashtavasavaha. 12 Adityas, 11 Rudras, and Ashtavasus, 8 Vasus. Vasu, Rudra and Aditya, in most of the rituals, especially in Shraddha and all, Vasu, Rudra, Aditya, Rupan, Pitran, Vasu, Rudra, Aditya, they repeatedly enumerate. And therefore, those people who followed Vedic Karma Kanda, for them, these three groups of devatas are known well. So, if you add them, how many you get? 12 plus 8, 20, plus 11, 31. Then Indra Devata and Prajapati Devata put together 33 Devatas are supposed to be the main Devatas who receive oblations during ritual. Therefore, they are called Havirbhuk Devata. And they are well known in the Karma Kanda and in the Purana. And in fact, the Upanishad says, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, these 33 devatas alone multiply themselves into 33 crore devatas, Muppatti Mukkodi Devatai. This is well known, and therefore Krishna takes them first. Among the 12 Aditya devatas, I am Vishnu, I am the Vishnu Devata. And why are these devatas called Adityaha? Because according to Purana, they are all born to Aditi, which is the name of their mother, Adityahi. And Aditi Putraha Adityaha. And all the devas are supposed to be Aditi Putra. And among them I am Vishnu, because Vishnu in Vamana Avatara was born as Aditi Putraha. And therefore I am Vamana Rupi Vishnu among Aditi Putra. So, Adityanam Aham Vishnuhu, all these are based on mythology. Then, Jyotisham Ravihi Amshuman, among the luminaries, Jyotis means luminaries in the sky, consisting of stars, planets, and of course the sun, I am the sun god. Therefore, Ravihi, among the luminaries, I am the Ravi. What type of Ravi? Amshuman, with brilliant, powerful rays of light. Amshuhu means Rashmihi. Amshuman means Rashmiman. Rashmimantam samudyantam deva suranamaskritam pujayasva vivasvantam bhaskaram bhuvaneshwaram. So sun god is very much adored in our tradition. In fact, in Sandhya Vandanam, three times Sandhya Vandanam, we invoke the Lord in the sun only. And even scientifically we know that without the sun, the planets will not survive. Our survival is because of the glory of the sun. And that is why we have got Aditya Hridayam, a special work in which the sun god is glorified. It is considered to be a very glorious work which is capable of giving all types of blessing. In Ramayanam, Agastya Rishi came and taught Aditya Hridayam to Rama for both material victory as well as spiritual victory. Therefore, Aditya Hridayam is a wonderful prayer for materialistic people also, for getting health, for getting money, for getting victory in examination. Children can chant that. And for spiritual students also, it is supposed to be a wonderful prayer. Thus, the sun god is glorified very much in tradition. And therefore, Krishna says, I am the sun, pratyaksha ishvaraha. And that is why in our tradition, when the sun is rising, the pratyaksha ishvara is coming to bless us. And therefore, when the sun is coming to bless us, we should be fresh and ready to welcome the Lord. And that is why they say, we should wake up before the sunrise. But unfortunately, now the philosophy is not early to bed and early to rise. It is late to bed and late to rise. Makes a man unhealthy, unwealthy and unwise. So therefore we are supposed to get up before sunrise and welcome the sun, the pratyaksha ishvaraha. So I am sun god. Then marichihi marutamasmi. So a group of devatas are known as marut devatas. So they are all different colonies in the heavenly world. So in the heaven, different types, I have told you before, different types of colonies are supposed to be there. In each one, different types of benefits. And depending upon the amount of punyam we have done, we will be transported to one of the colonies. In one colony, 24-hour water supply will be there. In the other, only 12 hours. In another is air-conditioned room. So, different facilities, depending upon the punyam, you will become one of the devatas. And among that, a set of devatas are called Marudganaha. 49 in number, Sapta, Sapta. 7 groups of Maruts, in each group 7 members are there, and they are supposed to preside over the Vayu Tattvam. So they are different type of Vayu Devatas presiding over the wind. So among these 49 Marut Devatas, I am Marichihi. Marichi is the devata who presides over that beautiful breeze which will make us feel very pleasant, you know. Marichi means that tender, beautiful breeze, not the cyclonic storm, but that cool breeze which you can get in Kutralam and all those places. Madras le theriyadu. Okay, you have to go to the seashore. That cool, gentle, pleasant, air-conditioning breeze is presided over by Marichi Devata. Therefore, Krishna says, I am the Marichihi. Among the Marut Ganaha, and Nakshatranam Aham Shashi, among the night luminaries. Nakshatram means the luminaries of the night. I am the moon. So what are the luminaries of the night? Stars are there, planets are there, moon is there. Among all of them, the most brilliant and attractive one is the moon. Therefore, I am in the form of Chandraha. And therefore, we worship Chandra Devata also as the manifestation of the Lord. In a particular Pournami, Masi Pournami, Edoru Pournami undu, we specially offer what you call Naivedyam, so Pal Payasam Nannarukam. Adhan Yavam, we don't remember the moon, that Payasam is remembered. It is very, very nice. So, Nakshatrana Madhye, I am the moon. Continuing, Vedanam Sama Vedosmi. Devanam Asmi Vasavaha. Indriyanam Manaschasmi. Bhutanam Asmi Chetana. Vedanam Samavedaha Asmi. So the Vedas themselves are the most sacred literature, directly coming from the Lord Himself, and therefore all the Vedas are glorious. But among the Vedas themselves, which one is the most glorious one? At least according to Krishna, Samavedaha is the most glorious. That way Samavedis remember this shloka. Geetele baki shlokam teriyumo teriyado, this shloka they remember proudly, because Krishna belongs to, or Krishna is our Veda. And why does Krishna choose Samaveda? Because Samaveda is the only Veda which is musical in nature. So the other Vedas are chanted, but they have got only three swaras, but Samaveda has got all the swaras. And therefore, being musical, it is more attractive if it is chanted properly. If a person chants the Samaveda, it is very, very beautiful to listen. And therefore, Krishna claims, I am the Samaveda among the four Vedas. Then, Devanam Asmi Vasavaha, among all the gods or deities, so who have become gods because of their punya. See, we should remember, we use the word God in two contexts. One is God with a capital letter, which is only one. Who is the Lord? Maya Sahita Chaitanyam. Who is Sarvajnaha, Sarveshwaraha, Srishti Sthiti Layakarta? That God is only one, and that is written with capital G. Then we use the word gods with small g, and those gods do not come under Ishvara Tattvam. All those gods are also jivas only. Created jivas they are, but occupying the heavenly world. And because of their punyam, they have got higher powers, but they do not come under God. And these gods also come under samsaris only. Because of the punyam, they have gone to heavenly loka. and because of their punyam, they have some supernatural powers and they have got some enjoyments. But you should remember, once their punyam is exhausted, these gods also will be born as human beings or even animals. So therefore, the gods with small g and that too in plural number, they come under jivas. But the Lord or God with capital letter, he is not a jivaha, he is not an ajnani, and he is Ishvara not because of punyam or papam, he is punya papa atita Ishvaraha. So here when we write devanam, here we are talking about only the superior jivas because of their punya papam. And among those gods, celestial, I am Vasavaha. Vasavaha means Indra Devata. So Indra Devata, why Krishna claims I am Indraha? Because Indra is the controller of all the devatas. And remember, Indra also comes under a jiva only, and he has got the Indra post because of the punya karma he did as a human being. And he can continue to be an Indra until the punyam is exhausted, and afterwards the Indra also will have to be born. But if he gains Atma Jnanam, he will be liberated, but otherwise he is also subject to rebirth. And therefore Krishna says, I am the Indra who is the controller of all the devatas. Then Indriyanam Aham Manaha Asmi. Among all the sense organs, I am the mind. And why Krishna claims I am the mind? Because every sense organ is capable of functioning only in one particular field. So the eye can function only in the field of forms and colors. Ear can function only in the field of sounds. Whereas mind is the organ which is behind all the sense organs. And therefore mind is capable of functioning in the field of shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa and gandha. And therefore, mind is superior to all the sense organs. And therefore, Krishna says, I am the mind among all sense organs. And therefore, if you want to invoke the Lord in any one of your organ, mind is an ideal symbol. That's why in Taittiriya Upanishad and in other Upanishad, mind meditation is very, very prevalent. Saja esho, we will be seeing in Taittiriya, saja esho ontar hridaya akashaha, tasmin ayam purusho manomayaha. So you visualize your mind and learn to see the mind itself as the greatest manifestation of the Lord. The more you think of the capacity of the mind, the more we have to wonder at the glory of the Lord. And therefore, I am the mind in everyone. Then, bhutanam asmi chetana. And in every living being, I am in the form of the very life, the very sentiency, which is the most mysterious thing in the creation. Scientists of all hues and colors have been trying to find out what exactly is life and what exactly is death. Idu rendu mattum avalukku enna theriyala baaki ellam therinjaachu sonna baaki ellam na enna irukku. Neither we know exactly what is life, nor do we know exactly what is death. So this mysterious life, because of which every living being, and especially if you see the minutest prani, always I wonder, sometimes when you read the book, between two lines, small, what you call insect, puchi. But you keep your finger, it will run away. And within that dot, there is digestive system, and there is reproductive system, and it has got a security system. Illa and the dot kulla irukku parunga. And we have not been able to create even that microorganism. We can easily kill an insect, but we are not able to create even one unicellular organism. And that mysterious life is the manifestation of the Lord. And that is why for us, ahimsa paramo dharma. So our aim is not to destroy life. And that's why we prescribe vegetarianism. Because in vegetarianism, the destruction of life is minimum. Adroheṇa ca bhūtānām alpadroheṇa va punaha. Avoid himsa, or at least if it is inevitable, reduce it to the minimum. Because when you are taking vegetables, plants are not destroyed or killed. Therefore, the injury is minimum. And there are some rishis who do not want to practice even that. That's why they don't eat the regular vegetables. Whatever is fallen on the ground, they eat that. So why do we value life? Because Krishna says, I am the very life in every living being. So bhutanam aham chetana asmi chidabhasaha aham asmi. Rudranam shankarashchasmi vittesho yaksharakshasam vasunam pavakashchasmi merushikharinamaham. So Dvadasha Adityaha have been mentioned. That's why in Surya Namaskara also they do 12 Namaskara. Mitra Ravi Surya Bhanu Khagapusha Hiranya Garbha Maritya Aditya Savitrarka Bhaskarebhyo Namo Namaha. So Dvadasha Adityas are worshipped every day. And now Krishna comes to Ekadasha Rudra. 11 Rudras are enumerated in the scriptures, and that's why when we have got Rudra Ekadashini, so 11 times chanting of Rudra is done. So they invoke the Ekadasha Rudras in the 11 the parts, and all of them are Rudras, but among them also, who is the most important one? Shankaraha ahamasmi. I am Shankaraha. So they enumerate all the names, Leela, Lohita, etc. In each one, in the middle, one is kept, and the 10 around, and then puja is done. Among them, I am Shankaraha. Why Shankara? From the meaning itself, you will know. Shankara means the most auspicious one. Sham mangalam karoti iti shankaraha. We saw in the Upanishad class, Shanno mitra sham varunaha. Sham means mangalam. And therefore, shankaraha means the mangalakarta rudraha ahamasmi. And what do you mean by mangalakarta? Mangalam means ananda, remember. Mangalam means ananda, and that is why the very word rudraha means the one who removes sorrow. Rut
dukham dravayati iti rudraha. Rut means dukham, sorrow, crying. In some houses, always somebody or the other alundirpa. That is amangala. And Rudra removes the crying from the family. Wherever Rudra Parayanam takes place, crying goes, grief goes away. And therefore, he is called Dukha Nashakaha Rudraha. And by way of that, he brings in Anandaha. Therefore, I am Shankaraha. And Vitteshaha Yaksha Rakshasam. There are another group of devatas called Yakshaha and Rakshaha. So, Yaksharagal, Raksharagal, Lanshuluva, Yakshakinnara, Gandharva, etc. In this shloka they say, they are all various types of devatas, the citizens of the heavenly world. Araya variety irukku, colonies sulrugenaliyam. And among these people, aham vitteshaha. Vitteshaha means kuberaha. I am kuberaha, the one who presides over wealth. Ellarkum kuberna nanna theriyum. I have told you, no? In Badrinath, there is a place for kubera. And there is a belief that if you keep a coin in kubera's hand and take, and keep that coin in your safe, it will multiply. Therefore, the moment you say Badrinath, nobody remembers Badri Narayana, only Kubera. I never knew that. Once I took the students to Badri and Kedar, and somebody came and gave me some coin, Nayanakatan Gurukara Nanachan, they said, Swamiji, you have to keep it in Kubera's hands and not take it for you. You come and give it to me. I want to preserve. Then only I knew Kubera is so important. And therefore, Vittanam Ishaha, the Lord of Wealth. And of course, we don't condemn wealth. Kubera is also important. Then Vasunam Pavakaha Asmi. The next important group of devatas is Ashtavasavaha. So, Vasu, Rudra, Aditya, Shonenolio, Adala Vasu, they are eight, presiding over the eight direction. So, among the Ashtavasus, I am Agni Devata. So, Pavakaha means Agni, and Agni is called Pavakaha because he is the greatest purifier. Punati or Pavayati iti Pavakaha. In the relative sense also, if you want to purify anything, it has to be heated, including food. If you have to remove all the impurities, why food? Water. So the best way, even now, of purification is what? Boil the water. And the surgeons, if they want to purify their instruments, again they have to heat. And if you have to dispose of the dead body, even now cremation, fire is the best method of purification. And if you want to purify the various clothes and other things, putting in the sun is the best method. So, laukika drishtya also, Agni is the purifier. And from the shastric angle also, Agni is supposed to be the purifier of the mind. And that's why we worship Agni. And therefore, Krishna says, I am the fire principle. The greatest Veda, the Rig Veda, with the maximum number of mantras, begins with Agnim Ide Purohitam. Agni is very important for us. We start our day with the lighting of lamp. I think we used to start our day, I don't know whether that practice is there. to start our day, because outside the light is the sun. And not only that, when they light the lamp, they show to the sun. The idea is, sun, who is the celestial light which represents the Lord, he is invoked in the flame, and I keep the flame in my house. And therefore, flame is worshipped, Agni is worshipped, and therefore Krishna says, I am Agni Tattvam. And Meruhu Shikharina Maham. So among all the mountains with peaks, peaked mountains, I am the Meru Parvatam. So Meru is a Parvatam described in the Puranas. Not only Puranas, even in the Veda, the mention of Meru is there, but people have got different opinions regarding the Meru Parvatam. Some people say the Himalayas are called the Meru. There are some other people who say that in the North Pole there is a mountain, and that is the Meru Parvatam. Because when they describe the Meru in the scriptures, they say the sun goes round that Parvatam. If you take only the North Pole mountain, the sun will be going round on a particular time, 6 months. In Norway, Denmark and all of them, they don't have sunrise and sunset because the sun will be going round. And therefore they say the polar mountain is Meru. And there are some people who say it is none of the visible mountain, it is some invisible mountain belonging to the heaven. So best way to translate Meru is what? Meru. Translate panna thane problem. I am the Meru among the peaked mountain. And it seems that Meru Pradakshinam is supposed to be a pilgrimage prescribed in our scriptures. And one Shastri from Tamil Nadu, according to him, the Meru is that North Pole mountain, and therefore he made a pilgrimage. And he has written a book, and he has gone not with special dress and all. The regular Panchakacham and Angavastram ellam potundu, he went to that Norway-Denmark area, and he went to that polar mountain and returned, and he has described his experiences. It's a beautiful Tamil book, and in that he describes, and all the people, including government, everybody, gave all the facilities to him, because he explained it is our religious practice. So, he says Meru is that mountain in that polar region. And Meru Pradakshinam is supposed to be a pilgrimage. Continuing. Purodhasancha mukhyam maam Vidhipartha brihaspatim Senani namaham skandaha Sarasamasmi sagaraha. So among the Purohitas, Purohita means the Vedic priest who officiate in rituals, there are two: the celestial Purohitas and also the earthly ones. Among the celestial Purohitas in the heavenly world, I am Brihaspati, who help Indra and the Devatas, and therefore Deva Purohiteshu Madhye. I am the main one who is Indrasya Purohitaha, who is called Brihaspatihi. In fact, the word Purodhaha means
the one who is kept in front as a guide. Puraha Datte, the one who is placed in front, one who is seated in front and who guides me when I do ritual, is called Purohita. I am Brihaspati. So these are all based on the scriptures. Then Senaninam Aham Skandaha. So among the army commanders, onne vittu vekkaradilla, any field, if you are an army man, for you, you need someone for Upasana. Appo Krishna wants to mention the commander-in-chief of Devasena. So Devasena means the army of gods, and for them, who is the leader? Skandaha. Skandaha is Subramanyaha. He is known as Devasenapatihi, the commander of the celestial army. I am. Skandaha means the one who flowed out, emerged out of Lord Shiva's third eye to destroy some Rakshasas who had extraordinary strength. Lord Shiva had to bring a special avatara, and out of Lord's Shakti, Skandate, Skand means what? To flow out, to emerge out, to originate. From the third eye of Lord Shiva, and the third eye represents Jnanam, and that is why Subramanya is Jnana Subramanyaha, Jnana Skandaha he is. So we can give philosophical significance also to this word, but here based on Puranas, he is the best commander-in-chief, and therefore I am Subramanyaha. Then Sarasam Asmi Sagaraha. Among all the reservoirs of water, everyone is glorious, but among all of them, I am Sagaraha, the ocean, which is worth worshipping. You can worship anyone, but I am the ocean Sagaraha. And in the Purana, there is a big story, and many of the verses in this portion are based on that particular story. So we will have to often refer to that story here, and therefore I will give you the gist of the story. And everybody will like story also, so therefore ore oru oorle sonna ellarkku sandosham varum. So there is one story which occurs in several Puranas, and it occurs in Ramayanam also. So when Rama and Lakshmana were taken by Vishwamitra, he told many stories so that they won't feel the pain in the leg. And there, one story that Vishwamitra tells is Gangavataranam, the arrival of Ganga from the heaven to the earth. It's called Gangavataranam. Avataranam means what? Coming down. And this story occurs in several Puranas, of course with slight changes. It seems there was a Raja known as Sagara Rajaha, known as Sagaraha. And this Sagara had many children. And you know how many children? It is Purana, don't get shocked. He had 60,001 children. 60,001 children were there. And they were all generally known as Sagaraha, because Sagara Putraha, the sons of Sagara, so they are called Sagaraha. And there was one putra known as Asamanjaha. Normally in Tamil, Asamanja is used for Ashadu. Anyway, one son was called Asamanjaha. And this Sagara Raja wanted to perform an Ashwamedha Yaga. Just as Rama did. And in Ashwamedha Yaga, they will send one special horse all over. And whoever challenges the horse and the army going behind, he has to be defeated. Only then he can perform the Ashwamedha. Because to perform the Ashwamedha Yaga, one should defeat all the kings around. And when he was about to do, Indra got frightened. That's why he said Indra is also a jiva. His fear was, anybody does 100 yagas, he gets qualified for Indra Padavi. And therefore, his position is threatened by anybody doing more yagas. And therefore, Indra's job is constantly scanning the earth. Is anyone doing more yagas? And therefore, generally what he does is, if anybody does Ashwamedha Yaga, he steals the horse. And this Ashwamedha Ashwa also was stolen by Indra. But he had come in some other vesha. And naturally, the 60,000 sons, except this one, which one? Asamanjas. All the 60,000 started chasing Indra in some other form, and Indra could not escape, and therefore what he did, he went underground to the Patala Loka. Don't ask me how this is Purana, okay? Mythological story. And then what happened? These Sagaras, they were not ready to leave him, they also started digging. And 60,000 people digging all over, and a huge pit was created by them, and water started filling, and that alone got the name Sagaraha. In the Shlokatala, Sarasa must be Sagaraha. So this huge reservoir of water was dug by whom? Sagaraha, Sagaraputraha. And therefore, that got the name Sagaraha. And what happened? They went to Patala Loka. And Indra knew that he cannot escape, they are chasing. And therefore, he decided that I will tie the horse in Patala Loka and run away. Because if I keep the horse, they will chase me. And I'll have to put it around, surely. So, in Patala Loka, Kapila Rishi was doing tapas, it seems. And therefore, Indra did a trick. What is that? He tied the horse near Kapila Rishi and escaped. And then the 60,000 Sagaraha, Sagaraputraha came, and they saw the horse was there and nearby Kapila Rishi. And therefore, what did they conclude? Natural, they concluded that Kapila Rishi alone has stolen the horse. And he was sitting as though he doesn't know anything, doing tapas. And therefore, they started shouting at Kapila Muni. Poor Kapila Muni, he has not done anything. And his tapas was disturbed by their shouting. Therefore, he opened his eyes. And he got so angry with these 60,000 people, and therefore he stared at them, and fire came out of his eyes, and all the 60,000 got burnt down into ashes. And he continued his tapas. For him it was nothing. Like electrocution, like some cushion, it is spiritocution or something, you have to say. So then what happened? So they were waiting for the horse to come, who, Sagara, and the one remaining son, Asamanjas, and these 60,000 were not seen, and therefore Sagara sent Asamanjas in search of them. And he went to Patala Loka and found all these 60,000 burnt to ashes. And he saw Kapila Muni. He woke him up and inquired what happened, how all these things happened. Then Kapila Muni said they disturbed and therefore they got burned down. They can be saved and revived only by Ganga Jalam, the heroine. So Ganga Jalam alone can revive them. So Asamanjas came and told Sagara, his father, if we have to save them, Ganga Jalam has to come. And Ganga is not in Kashi or any place. Originally it was in Devaloka. And Sagara could not do anything, he was old. Therefore he said, Asamanjas, you are in charge of bringing Ganga. And Asamanjas, he tried his best. How can he bring Ganga from the heavens? And therefore he also failed. And he got a son later by name Amshuman. And therefore what did Asamanjas said? What did Asamanjas say to him? So I could not bring Ganga, at least you try. Then Amshuman thought he will do his best. And he also could not bring Ganga. Then Amshuman got a son by name Bhagiratha. You would have heard Bhagiratha Prayatnam. So Bhagiratha alone decided to bring Ganga. And then he inquired and decided to do tapas, invoking the grace of Ganga Devi. And Ganga Devi said that I am willing to come down, but who can withstand the folds of Ganga, that too coming from the heaven? Even this Kutralam waterfalls, you stand under the head, you will feel the folds. What a momentum it should be. Therefore, nobody can withstand the folds. Earth itself will get destroyed. Then what to do, he asked. Then somebody must be able to receive. Then who is that? The only one who can do is Lord Shiva. Because he has got a cushioning jata is there. Cushion effect. Then how to propitiate Shiva? That is not easy. Therefore you again do tapas. Previously tapas for propitiating Ganga Devi. Now tapas for propitiating Lord Shiva. And he did tapas each one for 1,000 years. So therefore, at least we should give 1 week time. So therefore, what happened next? Todaram. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.